Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is part two, best of man baggage. We're calling it bulging baggage because my mental age is 12 and we all know I'm thinking of a scrotum when I say it.
Do you think that's a bit of what's going on, Matt, is that some people who don't have like a proper outlet for it, it can become almost pathologized, like it can be an illness of attention seeking. Extrovertism isn't always good.
I think we are in an epidemic of this right now, and it's exacerbated through Instagram. You know, not so much Twitter, even though there is a lot of, it's kind of reverse attention seeking on Twitter in a sense of it's not physical, it's more of a somebody just wants to mouth off. And, you know, I was reading this thing yesterday about how Twitter bases its engagement upon arguments and anger, you know, and what we've seen over the past couple of years, especially here in the States with Trump and all of that is, you know, the attention seeking does go towards the angry part of America. Whereas on the flip side, within social media, in Instagram, it's all about that physical, you know, what you look like. And it drives me absolutely fucking nuts when people are like, hey, guys, look, I'm at the beach. And it's not anybody at the beach except their six-pack abs. I've lost friends over it. I continually defollow people or unfollow people when their feed is all about that. And I personally, I find it so interesting, the likes of Ella, being able to personally switch that on and off. And the confidence that, you know, you find within drag, you don't have in your normal world, because somebody like me, I don't put on a wig. I don't, you know, completely change my physical appearance. And when I do, you know, need to use myself or social media in regards to seeking attention, it is something that it's just me, you know. And Russell, like yourself, I was very much an outgoing person. I've always found myself very introverted. And that's why I loved ice skating so much, was because I was the only person out there, you know, nobody could touch me when I was on the ice. But going into my profession now, it's like I really love the anonymity of being anonymous when I'm not in the UK or not on TV.
It's interesting what you say about the beach. At least you're seeing examples where someone's in a context where they could and should possibly be topless getting a suntan. The worst the worst ones are, oh my God.
In a public toilet.
I can't believe how lovely my new sofa is. Oh no, is my vag popped out? What a shame. Zoom it. Zoom in. Oh no, I've got a camel toe. I didn't mean to do that. Zoom in, zoom. With a dog face filter on. You're fucking dressed as, you're 35 years old, two kids with a dog face on and your fanny hanging out on TikTok.
It's so true. So true. And that goes viral. Why does that go viral? Mostly because we like to laugh at it too, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just because most people are doing it.
See, I can't make the first move. You just mentioned making the first move. I can't make the first move on a girl. I was dating a girl last year and I found out after she's having a conversation with a friend saying that after about the third or fourth time we'd been out and nothing had happened, her mate was convinced I was gay.
I get
because
that.
The way I was acting.
I would.
I did, really? I just thought I was being a gentleman.
Yeah. You've just got to take that first move. What I find best is just to step out from behind the washing and then kick the back door in. And that really just, that shows your interest then. I love you. You've never met me, but I love you.
That's so weird that you know where I hang out in my house.
But the romance itself, would you say you're a romantic person, Cece? Do you like romance? Do you like a big bunch of flowers to turn up when you first start dating? Is it, if you're like, does this guy like me or not? And like, a, you know, 200 roses turn up at work. Would you find that cringe or would you like it?
Do you know what? If you like the person, anything goes. If you don't, then, you know, that could give someone the ick. And that's a really shit answer because it's like, well, what do I do?
Well, assuming you like each other then, does romance enhance it or can you do without it?
Yeah. You've all seen Hitch. Of course it does.
Yeah, I think romance is lovely. I'm not massively romantic. I mean, if someone bought me flowers, I'd think that's lovely. But now I've got to look after them for 4 days until they die. But
like love.
Someone else might absolutely love that. But I'm quite open on date. I'll share the things that I do and I don't like because it's so confusing. I think I like really that. Feel sorry for men.
I wish more women were like that, just like came up with a chart. Here we are. These are all the things I do like. And if we turn to the bedroom yes. page, you can see no. here. Please avoid my hair, as that is a real pain to get out. slide three.
Clear messaging. Keep it simple.
A fact sheet. I think a fact sheet ahead of the day.
A fact sheet. Great idea.
Fact sheet, I quite like that.
With
okay.
little targets drawn on. But what's the most romantic thing you've ever done, Gethin? What would you say?
Honestly, I pride myself on romance.
Go on then.
So I've got a pilot's license. So I got up early one morning.
Wait there, hold on a second. Rewind.
Just so
man says what? Man got pilot license. What are you talking
about? Yeah, I've got pilot's license. I like to think I'm like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, but I fly little Cessnas, so like a single engine.
Top pistol.
They only got they're 100 miles an hour and a bit of wind, you can't really go up and near.
Top air gun. It's
like one above micro light.
That's so hot. That's quite a hot thing to have.
One above paper aeroplane. I think it's really cool. But I remember I was living up North Wales and my girlfriend's birthday, might have been Valentine's Day, but she lived on a farm. So I got up early, it was snowing. And that was a fly, by the way. I'm not just making gestures.
Yeah.
That was just a fly. And I went and wrote to...
I thought you were bringing it into land like that.
Air traffic control is my other job. I got up early and I went to her field and I wrote a little message, a big message in the snow, and then took her to the airfield and flew her over her farm. God.
How long into the relationship was this?
About 3 days, I think it was her second day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And joking.
She came round halfway through the flight. She came round. where am I? Oh, you're in midair, no one can hear.
I was serving G&Ts on the way round. No, I've been seeing her a while.
That's crazily random.
Did she like it?
I think she's more terrified about the fact she's up in a single engine plane for the first time. I mean, there is no mile high because it only goes up to about 3,000 feet.
Yeah. It's just like a hand job at 200 feet is the best you can hope for. That's the mile high.
So it's basically like being on a double-decker bus, maybe. Hang on. Cece's quite... I thought that was quite romantic.
No, I think that's lovely. But I think, where do you go from there? Because that's quite...
Well, you haven't asked that question. You're first.
Oh. Two engines.
But, I'd rather not go first because I'm not very romantic.
Well, no, I would say we know that you would even find looking after flowers a chore. So, but what's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a guy? Have you ever done anything romantic for a guy? Have you gone shopping for like a first edition book he loved, or got a film that he really loves and put it on? You know, have you done?
So, what I think is romantic may not be what other people think is romantic. But I once got all our pictures printed, and I mean like all of the pictures. Took them into a t-shirt printing shop, got it put on a t-shirt, and then put 31 things that I adore about you on the back.
That's nice.
And then I got on a bus. There's a very different... everyone looks different.
Like
so, and then I got on a bus in Brixton, and the whole point was that I got on a bus in Brixton and went from Brixton to Streatham, walked into the restaurant wearing this t-shirt. And I thought that was quite a nice gesture to say, I'm willing to, you know, I'm showing everyone that I adore you, and these are the 31 reasons why I adore you. I think that's quite romantic.
I think he'd look a bit mental.
Did he like it?
I think he was probably... No, he didn't, to be
why?
Fair.
No,
it was a waste. No, it was... He just thought I was a bit weird, and I was like, I don't really get why you think I'm weird. What's wrong with that? It's quite a lovely gesture, isn't it?
It was his birthday, 31. Why 31?
I don't know, I just thought it was a nice number.
Oh.
It's just 31 things I thought of him. Like, I like the way that you look in the morning when you open one eye and the other one doesn't. Like,
oh, that's nice.
So far as the body positivity thing, I don't want to get in trouble here. So please just stop watching now, yeah? Stop. Turn off. Right, they fucked off.
People that can't handle it and light up Twitter, getting triggered and need to get covered in pseudocreme because everything hurts. Bye. Bye. Okay, they've gone. Body positivity, right? Why can it not mean a full acceptance of... So if I look in the mirror and I'm overweight, I can accept in a non-depressed way that's who I am and be positive about who I am today, but mix it with a knowledge of what health is and a will to change. Why has we got to a place where you're not allowed to have those two things together? If I'm body positive, I must not acknowledge there's any issues with being overweight, because you could acknowledge the health issues whilst having an environment of acceptance.
Because they contradict themselves, like the NHS like will say things that we don't necessarily agree with, and we're like, well, actually, that's not actually true. You know, put more carbs on your plate, less, you know, how the NHS sort of describe it to people, especially the older generations, they think, well, the NHS and my doctor said I need to have that, eat that cereal.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. The NHS won't say, you know, B16 stone, it's all good. The NHS will say obesity causes cancer. And then there was an outrage. I remember there was a poster saying obesity causes cancer, and people were outraged by that.
I think there's one component we're missing, which is effort. Yeah. So I think that when it comes to body positivity, I will happily accept anyone's physique as long as they are putting in maximal effort. If someone's doing their best, they're raising four kids, they're in a council estate in Derbyshire, and they're like, this is the best I can do. I'm like, well, you need to kind of accept that, because that's not going to change. But what I can't stand is where we've got people that aren't putting in effort. And yes, education comes into it, but effort comes first. So people try their hardest. And then we say, hey, do you know what? This is probably a better thing to do with your nutrition. This is a better thing to worry about. This is something not to worry about. Because ultimately, myself, like, one of my key components is there are days where I put on a pair of budgie smugglers. We swim in Speedos in Australia. And like, if I ever do like a holiday with the lads, I get all the lads in Speedos, because if people scan the pool of all the people trying their hardest, they'll go, well, everyone here looks malnourished, but these lads look like they're going to have a good time, which is ultimately what we're trying to do on holiday. But there are days, even when I feel deflated a little bit in my head, I have to overcome it and go, are you doing your best? I go, do you know what? Well, for how busy my work schedule is, the amount of work I'm doing, I am doing my best with my nutrition. I'm doing the best with my training. And as long as I can honestly say that to myself, positivity with the outcome has to be the byproduct. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up to fail. Because if you can't accept your best efforts, then what the hell else can you accept?
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was going to talk about social media at the end, but seeing as we're here, let's carry on about it. I mean, they've tried many times to shift an algorithm or have like a good news experience or attention seek in a good way. People just don't share it and interact with it. When it's tried, it does not work. I mean, the cleanest example I can think of is on stage. Let's get rid of the technology for a second. I've got a tour date tonight. 90% of my set, most of it mock anger. It might be something stupid that I'm getting annoyed about, like dog face filters. I'm not genuinely annoyed. It's just funny. It's funny to seem annoyed. It's much, much harder to think of a stand-up routine that 1,000 random people will laugh at in Dartford tonight, the glamour. That's about how good something is, how well something went. I do finish my shows with that. They have a structure and they build to stuff like there's some feel-good, funny moments in there. But it's funnier to see that rage. It's more shareable to see it. Attention seeking through anger, it obviously short circuits something that's in human beings. I don't think we can just blame Instagram.
No, you're right. I think that our entire culture is set up this way. You look at, you know, you watch the evening news or the morning news programs, and it's all about the ratings. It's all about how can we get people to watch the entire segment? How can we get people to watch the entire episode? And it's shock factor. you know, somewhere, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, something's gone wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
But even if you are someone like me about figure, I mean, my contact with skating is virtually zero. I only know you, Matt, through the content you put online. And yet, if I'm thinking, right, name my favourite figure skaters without just saying Tor Villandin, because I'm British, I immediately think of the most negative story in figure skating history, the most retellable, the most biopic. I watched the documentary about it. I watched the film about it. You just think of Tony straight away. Your brain goes to one place. I'm wondering, Ella, if there's something... We could just say, oh, the media's done it and the media gives us bad news. But is there something in human beings where we are a bit cruel?
Oh, yeah.
And if we are going to give attention to something going, that when something goes wrong, we want to look at it more. That's a good type of attention seeking that we're addicted to.
I think we're naturally drawn to the bad stuff. Like, I can get a million great comments and I will just focus on one bad thing. And I think as people, we just hone in on the negative, and I do especially, and that one comment can haunt me for like a week. Isn't that ridiculous? Every other comment can be like, you look amazing, you're gorgeous, you sound great. And one can say, you look like a man. I'm like, oh, how dare you? And
disgusting.
It's disgusting. And you know, I do feel
we're not that bad at that.
For some reason I do feel like the attention that we take from it is just way too much. Like,
so we've got designated romantic days as well. Now, you either reject these or you don't. Valentine's Day seems to be a real divider on couples. I like it. I don't know if it's because my job, I'm always on the road, I'm always busy, and it forces me to make time and have a big romantic day. But some people think it's like a Clinton cards conspiracy. They don't buy into it. But what I've found is that a lot of men go, it's a load of old rubbish, and she agrees, don't you? I totally agree. Valentine's Day is nonsense. While she's secretly thinking, I don't think it's nonsense. Please get me some flowers, you pig.
No, you can't plan romance. My birthday's 2 days before Valentine's Day, so I've always lived in hope that I get loads of cards wherever I am and I look dead popular, but actually they're just birthday cards. And then you get that standard one off your mum, you know, with a question mark, but you kind of know it's from your mum.
And your nan as well, knowing you.
I get two. My nan has a gene and my mum with a question mark. And it's, you know, I'm 44 now, I'm still getting those cards. And I think even they're like, can you get on with it? Because we'd like to see your grandchildren before we eventually die.
So do you reject the notion of Valentine's Day then? Do you think it's fake and you don't buy into it, or do you get swept up in it?
Only through bitterness and jealousy.
Cece, what about you? When you're in a relationship, do you gear up for Valentine's Day? It's all the couples in the restaurant all together having the same romantic experience at the same time. It is a bit cheesy, isn't it?
I think it's quite nice. If you're like, if you know about love languages, and some people, you know, like to hear things, some people like to be shown things, and if your love language is acts of service and your partner is making an effort to show on a particular day that they care, then I think that's a really nice thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, not everyone can say I love you easily. So on that particular day, it's quite nice to just share a bit more and show, do you know what, you really do mean something to me. So yeah, I quite like it.
Do you think it still feels quite male though? I mean, going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, it still feels like quite male to make a romantic gesture, and women are more self-conscious when they go to do it, even now in 2022. It's crazy, isn't it, Cece? Don't you think?
I mean, I got dressed up one day in balloons. I went to the shop and bought loads of red balloons and literally stuck, you know, when you buy a present, you stick the sticky bit on top to make it look pretty.
Yeah.
I stuck those in certain areas of the body.
I like to dress up a lot.
Well, I just thought it was a really nice, again, another gesture. So I had like balloons from like tied around my waist. And when he came home, there was loads of red balloons and there was sticky parts on the parts. And it was my way of saying, I've made an effort. Like, this is me doing something for you, even though, yes, Valentine's Day can be seen a little bit more that the guy might have to make more of an effort. So that was my version. Didn't take him to dinner. I just got dressed up in blues.
What type of things do you think make men feel more body confident? And I'll tell you now, I'm older than you. What didn't used to be a six pack, it was not discussed. It was like, oh great, I've got a fiver. I've got some petrol money. I've got a fivers of weed. All my mates are here. Let's go and see if we can pull some girls. That's as far as you're thinking. I've got a new T-shirt on. That's sick, that. Yeah, yeah, Fat Gary's here. In fact, Gary would be covered in flange by the end of the night. Oh, like, I'm sorry to use that word. And no, but what I mean is, now it would be like, are you ready for Ibiza? Yeah, oh my God, you look great, David. I know, I got 8-pack. It's like, what the fuck happened to us?
I think other men are to blame a lot And the same way you might agree that us men try and impress other men and women try and impress other women. And so, you know, one thing that, you know, I look through my comments all the time, men attack other men about their hairline.
Oh, really?
So, like, people are
I've had a lot of that.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
really?
Oh, just shave it off or just do this. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? You're not helping each other. Do you skip leg day? Guys on guys in comments area, especially TikTok, Twitter, things like that.
Oh, my God.
Somehow, I think there are a lot of men in this country that aren't having a good time. We talk about mental health and other things. But as a way of getting a leg up or feeling better about themselves, they try to tear down other men.
On leg day, ironically.
Yeah. And, you know, so I'm a personal trainer, I train people, whatever. But it's someone's prerogative if they want to train their fucking legs or not. Yeah. You know, if someone goes, do you know what? I just don't enjoy leg training. I love training upper body. I work in trousers. Who am I to say to him, no, that's incorrect. Your values are wrong. I need to change you. But yeah, so we have this of men trying to impress other men, tear them down. So I think that is decaying. Body, you know, body positivity.
It's getting more toxic, more poisonous, more messed up.
Yeah, because people are going, you know, like look at the amount of people going to Turkey for a hair transplant. You know,
I was just
going to
say that.
I love watching old films, right? Where Nicolas Cage, look, one strong breeze would have blown his hair off.
Yeah.
But for 10, 15 years, he was the hottest thing in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's Bruce Willis when he was starting off. Even Mel Gibson's got receders. And I was like,
Jason Statham.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with that.
He's not exactly going to die a virgin Statham, is he?
No,
but so we're getting in this world where suddenly we're setting standards. And who's setting these standards?
Yeah.
And one thing that you say about, you know, women body positivity, one thing that I really like is for a long time, women used to go to gyms, use cardio machines, do like cardio. But then suddenly women are now in pursuit of getting stronger.
Yeah. I noticed that.
I'll probably get cancelled for this, but I think the high-waisted legging was one of the best things that Lululemon ever created, because women were suddenly like, do you know what? I'm not going to worry about this 2 pounds of fat on my stomach, and instead I'm going to barbell hip thrust more than any lad in the gym. Yeah. And when their focus got shifted onto lifting weights, going in, developing, getting stronger, rather than just trying to get themselves skinny for the next holiday, they're like, how can I find the next 5 kilograms of my barbell hip thrust, my squat? And the physique of women is actually changing a bit now, and I think it's for the better.
Yeah. I agree. Bums, and a bit of body muscle.
But we live in an era, Zizi, where there's a new sentence has emerged, which, because you used to just try and feel it and then lean in romantically for that first kiss. But in the last 10 years, a sentence has emerged is, do you mind if I kiss you? Which, but you have to sort of say
who says? Who says this sentence exists?
Well, I would. I would definitely do it. I'm now seeking formal consent to lean in for a kiss.
This happened to me last week and I was in a lift, so I had to say yes. I was like, can't really escape this.
Someone tried kissing you in a lift?
Well, we'd been on this date for 8 fucking hours and then he eventually said, can I...
Went well then.
It was awful. No, it was terrible.
8 hours? How have you done that for it? You sound like me. Pity. Honestly, it's a test, like it's a man test when you hate it.
Pure pity.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, nothing more, just pure pity.
So
that
what did he said, do you mind if I kiss you?
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, if you stick your tongue in, I will slap you. I didn't say this, but my head said that. So I allowed him to just brush my lips and then thank God the door opened and I was like, let's fucking leave.
Yeah, so when are you seeing him again?
No, he received a polite text the day after. I always let them know.
Go on, show us the t-shirt. You know you've
made. I only got to number 4 on the list this time. I couldn't think of fucking anything I liked about you.
What you look like in a lift. How you brush my lips.
What do I like about you? You didn't stick your tongue in. End of list. Yeah. Now fuck off.
Wow, that's... See, I'm interested by the fact that you let him kiss you at all. I think that's... I don't know what to say about that.
I felt sorry for him. Oh, we had dinner planned, so I was like, shit, we've got to go through dinner. If I say no, this is just even more awkward than it already is. So I then...
But how did you end up on a date with this? Was it a blind date or something, or a social media?
It was a Hinge date. It was an app date.
For those who don't know what a Hinge is, the people who are retired from active service in Vajganistan like me, what is Hinge?
A dating app where you can, try and find people. But it's a bit more of a serious one.
So it's not like Tinder. It's not about hookups. It's about romance.
Yeah, you can actually state, like, this is what I'm looking for. Long-term relationship, not sure, or shag. And it's good because then, again, you can just be really specific about what you're looking for in that moment.
Do you think these apps have eroded traditional romance in some sense, where we would have had to sort of get chatting in a bar or bump each other by the water cooler or whatever? Now it's just like, you are an 8.4 on that. Yes, you like maths. The bra size is correct. Merge data. See you in Nando's. I mean, it's not as romantic, is it?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's like, I did a poll on Instagram today and someone messaged and she said, you know, I keep having these awful dates. And I was like, well, clearly you're not being specific. Like, everyone can have a good date if you know what you want. If you're dating everything and you've got no boundaries or no maybe standards, then anything's going to come towards you. But if you know what you want and you get really specific, you can have fucking brilliant dates.
Well, that's the end of Man Baggage Best Of. The bulging baggage is emptied. There's loads of new episodes coming up. Keep tuned. The guests are amazing. And that's thanks to my wonderful editor, Daisy. Thank you. No, I'm joking. My producer, Raymond. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.